90.9 FM.
And I'm just going to say, because I've been getting messages from, you know, people who are at college with us during our time frame, that they're like, please don't say keep it locked. But I'm going to say it. Thank you for keeping it locked this past hour.
Why can't we say
keep it locked? I don't know. They were just laughing about it.
We're also here with Aaron Darling.
Hi. Yes. I don't know if the mic is still on.
It is. Special guest right. appearance. Yes. She was here in 03. Meg and I were 05.
Yep. And last night I won the trivia contest.
Woohoo! So,
yay!
Oh, congrats. What were some of the questions?
Who won the album of the year in 1978? That was Fleetwood Mac, Rumors. That was something I totally went with my gut. Yeah. That was not like something I really knew. A couple of them were like that. And then I think there was another that who has had hits or top 100 or top 40 hits 6 decades in a row, and that was Cher.
Okay.
And another one of the answers was Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. So I almost went with Michael Jackson, but I thought, I bet it was Cher, you know?
So you knew. Deep
yeah.
down you knew.
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome. You won. Good yeah. job.
Well, thank you.
I was thinking it was WONY trivia. But it was
some of it, yeah. There were a few like Guess This Wony DJ, and mm-hmm. it was the baby pictures of
gotcha.
Right. One of the ones that I got wrong was there was a baby picture of Joel, and I had guessed it was Neil, but then the actual picture of Neil popped up, and then I got that one right,
yeah.
So, yeah,
awesome,
very cool. So,
I mean, this is our closeout. Is there any parting words you want to leave our listeners with, Meg?
I don't know. We just really enjoyed, I think, our years at WONY were very formative. And, you know, there's a lot of nostalgia when we're here doing mm-hmm. shows. And it meant a lot. And lifelong friends.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. Every time I'm here, it reminds me of our lasting friendships that we made.
Yeah. And most of the people I still talk to are mm-hmm. somehow Wony related or Oneonta related. And so it's really nice.
Yeah. And it's a good opportunity because I haven't seen you in a full year, like in person. So this is a great opportunity.
Like we
know we're going to see each other every year at Alumni Weekend.
Yeah. And thank you to current DJ Mary for helping get us started.
Yes.
We have one more song for everybody.
This is Jack's Mannequin. I'm ready. which also, again, just closing it out with the 2001 to 2005 era. Hopefully it's brightened your day. You've enjoyed it. And keep it locked. 90.9.
Awesome.
WONY.
Yeah. Thanks, everyone, for listening. And we'll catch you next year. All right. Jack's Mannequin. WONY.
And today was a day just like any other. We'll be right back. fine, it's another 4 Aspen morning, and I dive in. I put on the same clothes I wore yesterday. When did society decide that we had to change and wash a t-shirt after every individual use? If it's not dirty, I'm gonna wear it. I take the stairs to the car, and there's fog on the windows. I need caffeine in my bloodstream. I take caffeine to the bloodstream. I grip the wheel, and all at once I realize. My life has become a boring pop song, and everyone's singing along.
Point 9 FM, WONY. We are doing a DJ Nat and Friends Power Hour. We had a schedule change. We have a free hour, so you'll be hearing a mix of wonderful voices here on the station. I'm going to play a song to get us started. We're doing this. Here we go. Find something unique here. And I... What's like a good long song? What's a good long song, Aaron?
Cashmere by Led Zeppelin.
That could work. The only issue is I don't know if that is Safe Harbor.
That's
what about 10th Avenue Freeze Out?
Oh, that could be. That might be.
Thunder Road. We're going to kick it off with Thunder Road. This is DJ Nat, the Cat and Friends Power Hour. This is a spontaneous, impromptu thing because we now have a free hour. So I'm going to play Thunder Road and we will be back on in about 5 minutes. 90.9 FM, WONY. Keep it locked. I'm going to be honest. Okay, here we go. Couldn't figure out the right dial. Anywho, here we go.
The screen door slams, Mary's dress waves. Like a vision, she dances across the porch as the radio plays. Roy Orbison singing for the lonely. Hey, that's me, and I want you only. Don't turn me home again. I just can't face myself alone again. Don't run back inside, darling. You know just what I'm here for. So you're scared and you're thinking that maybe we ain't that young anymore. Show a little faith, there's magic in the night. You ain't a beauty, but hey, you're alright. Oh, and that's alright with me. You can hide with your covers and study your pain. Because the lover's stories isn't around. Waste your summer praying in vain for a savior to rise from these streets.
Thank you. Thank you. Mary here is volunteering. Killing it. Has been here since 9:30 a.m. And, oh, okay. That was not intentional. This is DJ Nat the Cat and Friends Surprise Power Hour. Surprise. We've got a whole slew of the Wony crew in here. There was a free hour. We were here eating breakfast. Not in the studio. In the hallway. And we said, why the heck not? But I have to be careful because this is not safe harbor hours. So, anyhow, we've got the whole crew here. Dad, Woody, Donna, Silas, Joel. Not sure where Joel is, but he will be on. The mics are on. I probably should phase out 10th Avenue Freeze Out. We've got an hour here. I don't know if anyone wants to say anything. Mics are on.
What are we going to do with it?
I don't know, Donna. I have no idea. This was unexpected.
Impromptu.
Well, you know, yesterday I did not play Africa by Toto, which is a Wonny anthem. So I think we should definitely play Africa by Toto.
Do it.
And so we'll kick it off. And then this will just be request hour. People can just let me know. But overall, this was the 64th year of Wonny. I don't know which number alumni weekend. Woody, do you know?
40-something.
40-something. Okay, where's Neil Fryman? Neil would know as he started the reunions. So we had a good time this year. I can't see anyone because the monitor's in front of my face. But we had a good time. Any peaks and pits? Highest things, lowest things?
We got thrown out of the Hunt Union last night.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was big. We definitely closed it down.
Yeah.
I've been thrown out of places a lot worse than that here in Oneonta. But we were karaokeing a couple hours after a fantastic dinner.
Yes.
And Kahoot trivia game. Congrats again to Aaron for winning that.
Aaron Shear.
Yeah. 28 contestants were signed in. 30-something people in the room. That was fun.
Yes.
I think I found it amazing how much and how long people did the karaokeing. It just small group
oh,
of people.
Me too.
But like lots of spirit.
I agree. Because I always feel so. I feel like it's always hard. It's always hard to keep a group captive for that many hours. And a group of ours, which is so, I mean, age-wise, we're all over the place. People have different interests, whatever. We were going till 10:30.
They shut the lights at
they
one point.
They shut the
lights.
Yeah, when they turn the lights off, it's kind of a,
they're like,
know,
it's time
they're telling
to
you something.
A nonverbal signal.
Yeah.
They didn't flash the lights and say, you know, start wrapping it up. They turn the lights off.
They just said, we're done.
So there's the door. It opens. You need to go through it. Your time is here. It's over.
Which, what was crazy, too, was our wonderful alumni engagement representative, MJ.
Yay, MJ.
Yay, MJ, who was in New Berlin, or New Berlin. Apparently, I pronounce it wrong. And they didn't realize that MJ was with us. So I think that's why it was such a visceral reaction. Because they were like, you guys have got to go now. And MJ was like, well, yes, but I am also here.
She was in the middle of a song too.
Yes, which was that was really a choice moment.
Everybody was singing. That was fantastic. Even the folks that were like, no, I'm just going to sit here on the side and talk. Ended up with the mic. I kept finding more microphones underneath the podium.
Yeah, you did. You really did.
Well, first there was one, of course. Then I found a second one. Then I found a third one, but it wasn't on the charger, so I put it on the charger. And we had three microphones.
Yeah, it did. The microphones just kept coming, which was a fun thing. So, I was trying to do this multitask.
We're taking selfies here, so, you know, everybody listening, you just have to wait.
It's hard to.
You can find these pictures on Facebook later.
It's hard to multitask. But yes, karaoke last night was awesome. The only person we could not get on the mic was Neil Fryman.
Was Neil, and last year he sang a lot.
No, I know.
Grandpa Wonny.
I didn't go on the mic either.
Joel.
Yeah, that's me.
Why didn't you?
I don't know.
You have a mic now. Start singing. Sing us a song.
It was your birthday, boy.
Yeah, it was Joel's birthday. I feel like on your birthday, you can call the shots. It was a week of birthdays. My dad was Tuesday. MJ's was Thursday. Joel's was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Is this all Taurus?
Yeah.
All Taurus. But yeah. Karaoke was great. Trivia was great, though. Thank you, Donna. Donna organized the entire trivia thing, donated prizes, took care of the whole thing. And I think the trivia is here to stay.
It was super fun. What are you thinking about next year if you want it again?
I think so, yes.
More baby pictures. That was fun.
Yes. More baby pictures.
I was also thinking maybe in addition to baby pictures, if people have pictures of themselves in action in the studio.
That could be great.
Back in the day.
That would be really good.
Yeah.
I just hit my mouth on the mic cover, and now I'm feeling really unwell. So I'm going to...
And now the mic cover is no longer pristine and clean.
Oh, my God. Okay, on that note, we will play Africa by Toto, and then we will come back to some reflections of the weekend. 90.9 FM, WONY. This is DJ Nat and Friends Surprise Power Hour.
Space cowboy, yeah. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice, 'cause I speak of the pompousness of love. People talk about me, baby. Say I'm doing you wrong. Doing you wrong. Well, don't you worry, baby, don't worry, 'cause I'm right here, right here, right here, right here at home. 'Cause I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm
sinner. I play my music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. I sure don't want to hurt no one. I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. I give my love and on the run.
Mics are on. Surprise set. DJ Nat, The Cat and Friends, Power Hour. This was impromptu. We had an extra hour. We were all sitting here. Why would we just sit here with dead air?
We wouldn't.
And we had a Steve Miller twofer.
Steve Miller, back-to-back, unplanned. So we only have about 20 minutes left, which is crazy. We're trying to get someone on the phone. I don't know what's going on. But we were talking about the trivia, which was awesome. We were talking about karaoke, which was awesome. Any other highlights of the weekend? Woody, Donna, Dad, breakfast. Anyone?
The breakfast was really good.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. I like that there wasn't just breakfast foods. It was also like wraps. Mm-hmm. Stuff. The food this weekend, honestly, and the mixer food Friday night.
I don't know why, but that spinach artichoke situation is way better than it even needs to be.
I agree. And MJ and Dr. Bottomley and I, like, maybe like 6 months ago, you know, we got some feedback that the previous year's menu needed some fixing. Because it was like chicken tenders and fries and, you know, mini hot dogs, you know, that type of
vibe. Hey, don't knock a mini hot dog.
I know, but, you know, there was some feedback. And so then this, we did the mini meatballs. We did there was some sort of, like, dumpling or something.
It was a goat cheese something.
The goat cheese. There was, like, a goat cheese in phyllo cups.
Yep.
And that was amazing. My mom recently made phyllo cinnamon rolls.
Ooh.
Phyllo dough is underutilized, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So that was great. The only critique is two of my friends, Sarah Barbercoff, Cough Cough at Sarah, and Zach Boudreau, they went to Undercover Eggplant yesterday. And I was simply too full from the breakfast brunch situation that we had here at the school that I could not get a sandwich. I got a side of pasta salad, which is arguably the best thing at Undercover Eggplant. That's all I could do. I was so ungodly full.
Do I need to stop at Undercover Eggplant on the way home? Because
I'm telling you, if someone had to, okay, in my opinion, this is not sponsored. This is public radio. Joel, do you want to get on mic 5?
It doesn't work.
Doesn't work. Okay. So if I had to rank the Oneonta food establishments, it would go as such. Sloan's, number one.
Never been there.
I think Sloan's is the best for sit down. I think it's the best for sit down. The meats they get. So during the pandemic, I stayed here as part of the skeleton crew. The correct skeleton crew number of people was 6. I was not counting Dr. Bodily in my head when I was answering, but I counted it when I set the questions to Donna. Just had to clarify that on the air, so there's a document of this. Sloan's was the way they gave back to the community during the pandemic. I don't know what his name is. Mr. Sloan put on Facebook that he was either giving meat, vegetables, stuff away for either free or extremely low cost because he wasn't going to use it. I mean, this is when things shut down. This was March, April 2020. This was like the chaos zone. And the way they rallied around the community, and plus the quality. I mean, Dad and I have been going to Sloan's since 2016. The quality has never dropped. Love Sloan's.
One of the best steaks I've ever eaten.
Really great.
Consistently good.
Consistently. And the way they rallied around the community was really, really admirable. So Sloan's, number one. Undercover Eggplant. Famously, when I came on my college visit of Oneonta, I got a splinter at Undercover Eggplant. And Dad, you remember this? In the hotel room, we had to fish it out with Mom's nail clippers because it was a whole thing. I wanted to go to urgent care. It was a disaster. Anyway, but Undercover Eggplant, they do these crazy sandwiches. The sandwich, it's not just a sandwich. It's like a whole, it's just out of control. It's so great. So delicious. I think they make their own bread there. They also
looking
have pizza.
Looking at the menu. It's looking good.
The best sandwich is a special. It's called the Mary Hay Wang. Butternut squash in it. Love Undercover. I'm trying to think of the others. Nina's. Nina's on Main Street.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about
Nina's
that.
Nina's on Main Street. It's
delicious.
Great. So great. I was, you know, and this is controversial. I think the pizza in Oneonta is not as noteworthy as people make it. Comparatively.
Compared to what? Comparatively to Pittsfield pizza?
Penfield.
Oh, we forgot Bella Michael.
Bella Michaels is also Bella Michaels. I mean, if we're talking sit down, Sloan's and Bella Michaels. But I mean, two different vibes. Bella Michaels is very Italian. Sloan's is a steakhouse.
An American.
Just so you know, our plan was to stop by the studio, grab a coffee and a scone, and be on our way.
Here we are.
Here we are until 12 o'clock, and now she's got the menu out for Sloan's. We're not leaving town. We're going to end sleeping here another night.
Listen, if I did not have to catch a flight back tomorrow,
we'd be at Capone's.
Where's Capone's?
It's in Penfield.
Oh, yeah, Capone's. That's the one on the Fort Penfield Four Corners. It used to be Pontillo's.
Yeah, but it's Capone's now.
Dad liked Pontillo's. I like Pontillo's.
So instead of a bar crawl, we're going to do a Woney restaurant call.
Honestly,
through town.
Woody, I think next year we could workshop this idea where...
I think we just started doing so.
This could be great. Because that's my biggest... I was just saying that this morning. My biggest regret every year is that because of the wonderful catering that we do and all the activities, I mean, this is also me because I'm the alumni chair. I don't get to go downtown and meander like one would be able to if you were just coming for your show and you were on your way.
Mm.
So, I mean, I wish we could stop. Maybe we'll stop. Well, we got to. My flight is at 6:05.
By By the way, it's ridiculous that you're flying back to New York City when we're all driving back in that direction. So we'll fix that next year.
Next year, we'll have a better plan.
Yeah.
Because how it always was is I was like, oh, well, I need my car. Mm-hmm. We'll figure out a better plan. But, yes, so.
And next year, but, maybe we travel with Jim.
Listen, we go through Syracuse.
We go through Syracuse.
Yeah, I drive right through.
Yeah, exactly. We could be there right on the where the cones are to for the construction.
Silas and Joel will be on the side of the highway, flagging everyone down.
The little flashlights.
Oh, goodness. Now, how is it already almost time? But overall, I think food was excellent this year.
Mm-hmm.
It just always goes by so quick. 65th.
You did a wonderful job.
Oh, thank you, Donna. I honestly, Donna, the Kahoot really made it. I think everyone was thrilled with the Kahoot.
What about the Brooks Barbecue?
Excellent. As always.
Loved it.
I think that's always a big hit. Joel's back here, and he says he loved it, too.
There were no baked potatoes, though.
We never do that. The potato salad is very good, though.
But yes. It's potato salad. The sides are Sodexo.
The coleslaw is a little bit different than what I remember. And I still miss the red apples.
Oh, what are the red apples?
Oh, that's where we got the big subs. That's where I got the big subs from.
No, the red
apple slice.
The red apple slice.
Right?
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. Well, I have never been to Brooks. I've only been to Brooks once. This was like my sophomore year, I think. There was this girl I was friends with. Her parents took me to dinner, and we actually lost touch. We ended up living in different dorms. And once you live in... We lived in a dorm together freshman year, and then we... to different dorms, and it's hard to keep in touch, but her parents would take me to Brooks. That was the only time I ate there. Every time else was catered.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows, but probably should get back on the air here. I gotta figure out another song, perhaps maybe some Taylor.
What an inspired thought.
Style, that was one of the questions. Style. That was a question in Kahoot.
I believe that followed your baby picture.
Yes, it did.
Yes.
$297 million.
Yes.
A big surprise that you would go with Taylor Swift.
Right. No, yeah. The only problem is here. See, this is the issue, is that, again, not safe harbor. So more recent albums, there's been swearing.
Oh. I think style is fine.
I think style is also fine.
If not, we'll find out.
Should I play Taylor's version or the OG? Now she owns them all.
Are they different?
You can hear, like, very slight sonic differences. Maybe I'll do the OG. So, love style.
Is there a delay?
What do you mean?
Well, sometimes there's a delay button, and if something comes up, you can hit the dump button.
Oh, yeah, I think so, but, you know, I'd really rather not.
Worst case, they'll suspend our show for next week.
Right, exactly.
We'll be suspended for a year.
All right, you're suspended for a year. You can't do this again until next April.
Right, sorry. Okay, style, Taylor Swift. This is DJ Nat and Friends, Surprise Show, Power Hour, 90.9 FM, WONY. Keep it locked.
Exactly where it leads, but I watch us go round and round each time. You got that daydream look in your eye, and I got that red lip classic thing that you like, and then we go crashing down. We come back every time. We never go out of style. We never go out of style. You got that long hair, slick back, white teeth. That good girl fade, and a tight little
said I've been there too a few times. Cause you got that
Silas says we're on, so we're back on. What do we think? What do we think next? You know?
No, I mean after the rest area.
I'm trying to think. We're nearing the end of our time here. We've only got 8 minutes left.
That flew by.
Isn't that crazy? I was like, we're doing this extra hour, power hour. How do we want to end it? Let me go through my final Wony playlist.
First of all, two sandwiches have just been ordered that we'll be picking up on the way home.
Oh, maybe we should get sandwiches.
Yeah.
Because the breakfast was lovely. The breakfast was lovely.
Well, that's breakfast. We're going to need lunch in 12 minutes.
Dad and I are going to have, we're going to have to talk about this. Because, you know.
It's closed on Sunday.
No.
After all that work.
No.
Buzzkill.
Okay. PSA.
Cold cheese pizza.
PSA Undercover Eggplant is closed on Sundays.
Tino's is closed too.
What?
I'm going home.
That's it. If we needed a sign from the universe, if we needed a sign from the universe.
Yeah, that was the sign saying get home. Yes. You have work tomorrow. Right. There's things you're to on, do. Get out of here.
You're on your way. You're on your way. I think something's playing for my phone. You know, any other final words? Because I know we've got our 12 o'clock show, and by the time we all stop, you know, reminiscing, it will be time.
Thank you, Natalie.
Thank you. Yep.
Thank you, Nat the Cat.
Yes, that is me.
That really is the last word.
Thank you. Yes. No, thank you. Maybe we close out with Hannah Montana, This Is the Life. This seems very...
I love Hannah Montana.
I know, 20 years. What do we think of the special?
You're asking a metalhead.
Silas watched the special.
Could have been better.
On that note. I'm going to do This Is the Life, and if we have time, maybe we'll segue into a John Mayer. But we'll do This Is the Life, Hannah Montana... DJ Nat the Cat's Surprise Power Hour with friends. 90.9 FM WNY. Keep it locked.
Coming down. Yeah, love how it feels right now. This is my life. Hold on tight. And this is the dream. It's all I need. You never know where you'll find it. And now you're taking my time. Yeah, I'm
Real quick before they, before the next crew comes in, we to close out the DJ Nat the Cat Power Hour, we've got You Always Find Your Way Back Home. Thank you, Woni, for everything, for the life that you provided me here at Oneonta and all the friends and family we've made along the way. This is a fun surprise show, Power Hour. You Always Find Your Way Back Home. We'll see you next year. Waiting up.
change your style, you can change your